right, folks. You've dialed in to the Custom Scene Podcast. We're here each week, myself, my wife, and our homeboy, Don Dizzy Davis. We explain to you what's going on each week in our scene. So best thing I can tell you is sit back, enjoy yourself, and remember, we already apologize for the crap that you're about to hear.
Hey guys, it's Dizzy. Just want to get serious with you for a second. Life got you down? Things ain't going your way? Just remember, there's always one answer. You can always get hammered. Check out hammeredweekendwear.com for some of the coolest swag in the scene. From hats, t-shirts, stickers, and more. And also check out the Hammered Weekend Wear 2023 tour to find out what shows we're going to be at. Stop by the booth, slap some hands, and check out what we got on the trailer. As always, stay hammered.
On, it's a me, it's a Dizzy D. Getting together with Glenn and recording some CSP, motherfucker.
I told you before, the wife is trying to kill me, so I can't be doing all this rapping.
Oh, it is what it is, don't you know? Get your ass back outside and build another Kazemo.
Man, let me tell you, it's so sad when it took us a while to get our asses on this thing. It's been so long.
It's been so long. I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, I'm just, man. It was one of those things where it's like each week we need to record, Damn it, we've got to record.
Yeah, like between getting ready for Terminal Takeover, other shows hitting me up for promotional stuff, it's just been busy as shit. We can make time to go all the way to Kentucky to record LCD, but we can't make time for our own podcast.
Right?
Fuck this show.
Hey, so I like, there's been so much shit going on. Like, I don't even know where to begin to even cover the shit that, you know, we've done. I mean, I think, hell, the last, we didn't even do Eastbound Get Down. It's been so damn long.
No, yeah, no, it's, this is probably the first recording of the year, or is it this? I don't even know.
That's the sad part. But yet, okay, all right, so since we got so much shit to cover, and I don't even know if we're going to cover everything, I don't know if you saw, what the fuck is going on with the whole mini trucking shit and people getting cease and desist letters? What is all that crap about? I saw on the Book of Face.
So this is the same stuff that we covered before. It's the same guy out in New Mexico. So he put in like, I guess, a little over a year ago, and he trademarked the word mini trucking. One word, no space, just mini trucking. And so I guess he's trying to send out cease and desist to get people to quit making them. So it's, of course, OLP got one because, you know, they have the mini trucking hats and stuff. But he only has it for clothing and like hats and stuff like that. So it's dumb.
So what I'm hearing, the old school logo, you can't put on shirts and stuff to sell.
So from what I understand, I could be wrong. I don't know. He doesn't own the rights to the logo. He just owns the rights to the word mini trucking on clothing. But Mini Trucking Magazine also owns it, as well as the old magazine company that printed me trucking. I cannot think. Motor Trend.
Was that the publishers?
Yeah, the publisher. Yep.
Okay. I saw that shit, and I remember that douchebag was sending that shit before, saying that he had owned the rights and all that. And that was before when Mini Trucking was the magazine was just starting to. We heard that they were doing it again and all that crap. So, all right, I wasn't sure. I just saw that, and I saw that OLP got their cease and desist, and I kind of laughed because I was like, is he gonna listen? Or because I mean, they've got a ton of merch that they got to get rid of.
No, let him do his. He's just. I hate to say it this way, but it's almost like he's one of those people that loves creating drama. And then, I mean, how many years? It would have been 19 years that this word was used by so many people that it's basically a public domain. So it would get thrown out in court immediately, from what I understand.
It would have to, because shit, that word is used so much. Fuck, it's a lifestyle. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah. And I believe Logan commented on it, and we wanted to say it's not Mini Trucking Magazine, so we don't want anybody to think that. And it's literally in the slogan for the new magazine, for Mini Truckers by Mini Truckers, and which means. If we gain all the rights to everything, we're not going to stop anybody. We understand, this is, that word is a community thing. That's not a magazine thing. That's not Albuquerque print company, whatever it is. That's not them. That's not nothing. It's a community and a lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that I looked at it, to where, I mean, if I wanted to make a couple of the damn mini trucking hats and to sell to people, I'm only going to get Mini Truckers to buy them, so it's just going to be us to have a couple. It is what it is. It's not like I'm going to see a whole bunch of Mini Trucker, Mini Trucking hats at Lids in the mall or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll say a few things on this one. One, sure, he owns the rights to the word Mini Trucking, but he had no problem stealing the old school logo. He has no problem stealing. He doesn't own the rights to those logos. So he had no problem stealing that, and he has no problem selling other licensed images like Toyota and Datsun and Nissan and this. So the fact that he's going after people for using the word Mini Trucking when he has no problem stealing other people's images is kind of funny.
Right, right. Okay. Well, then, that's pretty much what I was wondering. I'm sure a lot of us that came in on it wasn't sure what the fuck. I saw, ODB's thing, and I'm thinking, Lord, who the hell's going after ODB type of shit, and just kind of left it from there.
Yeah, from what I understand, he's gone after a few people. But I mean, I don't think he's going anywhere with it. But I also happen to be going through licensing stuff today to see like who all owns what and blah blah blah. And I don't know if he listens or not, but you might, before I decide to be petty, you might want to trademark the name of your company before I buy it for myself.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. I mean, he also did another venture. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want anybody to get it, but he let the trademark run out off on it. So I will definitely be buying that one. So when he tries to bring it back and be like, nope, sorry, you're using my stuff.
Right.
Who cares about that shit?
Right.
What are we doing this weekend?
Man, this weekend, everybody's bringing their ass to Greenville, South Carolina, baby.
It's gonna be a takeover.
Terminal takeover. We're taking over the airport, bitches.
I know we've all said it. We just got done saying it on LCD. But like, major props to you for all the promoting and everything you've done leading up to it, and pre-registration, hands down, round of applause. I don't have those stupid little button thing that Lee has.
Oh, right.
You know, I know I've been there helping you out here and there, but, you know, great job. I want to say it personally, great job, and I cannot wait to get to South Carolina tomorrow. We are super excited.
Yeah, dude, and I appreciate it. I really do. Just everybody, you know, the props and all the stuff that everyone's, you know, saying. And it is nothing, you know, that we were trying to be better than anybody else. It's none of that. We just are trying to make sure that we give everybody the best show, the best time that we can give, you know, from us. And, you know, me and the wife have, you know, we dug a little deep in the pocket, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, again, this is something we've been talking about for a while. And finally, you know, it was one of those things where people know my wife, you know, she was just like, look, either do the shit or shut the hell up, because I'm tired of hearing about it. So, you know, so it was just kind of, you know, boom, there it is. And I'm tickled. I'm excited because of just how to hear everyone's excitement that they're coming, or even the excitement that, you know, they weren't able to come, but, you know, good luck to us and everything, that the positivity that everyone's pretty much given. I just, man, I'm excited. I'm loving it. I hope that, you know, everyone walks away just with a smile and having fun like they do when they listen to the podcast. Even I'll be happy if they're just like, damn, that was fun. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but God, that was so much fun type of thing, just with our stuff. And it is, man. We just got some fun after it. You know, the rest of the year, we're just going to have fun, you know, promoting and going to other shows and, you know, giving away awards at other shows and just having, we're in it now. And man, I'm excited.
We are going to have a blast. And I know it was a stupid thing that I happened. Well, I don't want to say it was a stupid thing. It was a simple thing I said on here, but, you know, I have it hanging up on the wall, and heading into this show, I love looking at it, and it just, where our boy Burton printed out, I just want to make a cool place for all my friends to hang out. You have successfully done that, and I know you've been smiling all weeks with pictures of rides and getting ready for Terminal Takeover, and today you got to see all the trucks up on trailers or in trailers, be like, I can't wait, leaving in the morning. And so congrats again, and you made a cool place for all our friends to hang out, and time to hang out.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think that, you know, we're going to do the damn thing, and then, you know, I'll prepare and hopefully, you know, make it even better for next year, for 2025. I'm looking forward to this. Then I'm not even gonna lie, afterwards, I'm looking forward to Green Show, going back up to Kentucky in April. That looks like that's going to be fun. And damn it, I can't wait to get my lips on that chocolate milk.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. Like, Kim is sitting next to me, and she was like, dude, that chocolate milk is the best. Yeah, cruising on the farm, and LCD and CSP are hosting Mini Truck Invasion of that show, so we can grow the mini truck side of it. There was quite a bit of us last year. So if you're free, I believe it's April 13th in Junction City, Kentucky. It's literally on a farm. There's like horses and bulls in the field next to us. And Freddie's an awesome person, and And I believe it's completely free. So you, there's not even entries. He just wants you to come and have fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, then obviously right around the corner after that is Mini Nats. And
I never heard of it.
You know, that's going to be the fun thing to see what all these kids keep talking about with golden tickets and shit. So we're definitely going to enjoy ourselves with that, man. I'm ready. You know, it's show season and I'm ready to see what's going to be going on the rest of the year. I mean, we got Braxton's show back up in Kentucky again at the damn water park. It's going to be so damn fun this year. I mean, Southern Tradition, I got some surprises for Waka and Heather's ass this year. We're going to have some fun there. Like, dude, it's really, I think, coming together.
Did Waka sell the Toyota?
Not that I know of. I know every time we see you, all we see is Heather's truck. We don't see... Waka had it, what, last week when they went cruising?
Okay, I seen a photo, like OBI stuff, and Andrew out there in Southern Carolina, South Carolina. He used to have the white Nissan.
Right, Pearl.
That was on the Spark. Yeah. It was a photo of him, looked like he was cleaning the Toyota. It was parked next to Heather's truck. And maybe I misread it, but the post made it seem like it was his truck. I could be completely wrong.
That's news to me. We have to find out. But you're thinking that Andrew bought it? I'm guessing you're looking now. Is that why I lost you? And that's right.
Yeah. I went back and so there's a photo. Maybe he brought it up there for Waka or down there. Like, he posted a photo of the truck on a trailer, and it said, first fuel stop. And then another photo of him with the truck, and it says, out here at Orange OBI with Katrina.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's probably towing it for Waka, because they don't have it.
That could be it.
Yeah, I don't think he's got the double trailer anymore. I thought he just has the one.
No, I don't think so. So Waka probably towed up Heather's truck.
Right. And then Andrew and Katrina probably pulled Waka's. That sounds
good. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean,
I seen it like right before we started recording, and I was like, what?
I mean, look at it. You got OBI. You've got, you know, Altered Metal. You've got Forbidden. Like, this is the weekend of all weekends, man.
Yeah, if you cannot find a show to go to this weekend, you're not looking in the right direction.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely. And again, so, and then the funny thing was, I was talking with our boy Matt Yarborough, because you saw he had the S10 up on a trailer and he was heading to Georgia. And that's where, you know, I told him that, you know, you got to drive through South Carolina. You better stop, you know, type of thing. Just, you know, check it in with him. And yeah, dude, like, just getting more details on his trip. Rolling in the Red Rocks is a definite for this year for sure. And definitely next year when we roll with Swole Bear and the NC boys. Because, like, it's got to happen.
Yeah. We got that one, and then with date changes of Terminal Takeover, I definitely want to go to Forbidden Fantasy. Our boy Joey Dilworth, him and a few people, they left, I want to say, yesterday, and they are driving straight through all the way to the show.
No
switch sweat. Drivers at gas stops,
right?
And just keep right. on trucking.
That's the way to go, man. That is the way to go.
Crazy weekend.
Yeah, I just looking, you know, at our scene and everything going on, man. There's so much, you know. I laugh because some things don't change, and I still see people posted up that, you know, a certain person is hitting them up to be friends, and everyone's like, Lord, what the hell's going on? Why me?
Yeah, no, I just hit that decline button.
Right. You know, but it's just, I definitely, you know, I mean, we're coming around, you know, we missed Eastbound, but I heard Eastbound was, you know, spectacular like always.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, either changing up some things on the rides, or there's new rides popping up that, you know, haven't seen before that I'm ready to see. You know, I think that Mini Nats this year is going to be a little bit different because there's going to be a lot, you know, newer vehicles hitting the road. So I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, dude, I'm beyond ready. Beyond ready. After LST, it was like taking a hit of some cocaine, and I've been fiending for it since.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that was a thing. No, because we didn't even cover LST and all their madness.
No. No. We hadn't covered anything.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone's pretty much knows by now, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That's like Lee. Lee is still trying to wonder what's going on with Slammed Enough, if it's happening. I see now they're trying to do a little petition to sign up to send to the city. A couple people that are, you know, if you're on that side and had posted up some of the kids, there's been a petition going around, a link to sign for them to have the show. So again, man, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. You know, I heard the rumors at the beginning when it first happened, but now I don't know. Will that work? Not sure. Like LST, like they got on it immediately, and I think they saved face with that one. Is this a last ditch effort? Yeah. Will it work? I hope so. Cause me personally, I like Slammed Enough. We like going out there and checking everything out, but gotta quit doing stupid shit.
Yeah. And I mean, and that the problem also with that is you've got, you know, a group of bad apples fucking it up, you know, for the whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the, you know, the whole, you know, lifestyle of I don't snitch, you know, I don't do whatever. If you want to continue to keep your lifestyle, bitch, you better sing like a canary, because like that, someone's going to have to shut them boys down.
Yeah. I mean, with you think with today's social media, it'd be so easy to find out who it is.
Yeah, right, exactly. That okay. So that's just like I got to talk about it because I'm putting it out there, and you know that you can put this as a section of what grinds my gears type of shit, and to go on, if for an example, if CSP decides to do a friendly competition to where whoever wins gets on a shirt for CSP, and you got the nerve to text me and say that you think that it's being rigged, that I'm picking my friends or whatever's happening, bitch, I'm calling you out. Like, I'm sorry. I want the world to know how much of a little vagina you are, that you're whining to me because your vehicle didn't win because people didn't pick you because I put you in with the heart, you know, and people didn't know how to push that button for the heart in your mind, knowing you had votes, you just didn't have enough. Like, dude, like this, all of this whining shit, I don't care how old you are, I don't care who you are. I'm calling you out. And I think that everyone needs to call these people out so they see. So when everyone starts, you know, giving these people shit and letting these people realize, you know, how just silly and how immature they are, they'll stop, you know, because they'll realize that they are a minority out of our whole group, that, you know, we don't care. We're enjoying ourselves. You know, you're taking it to this level and we want to know about it because it's people like you that we don't want around. So I'm sorry. We need to call these people out. That's the same thing even with the awards. You know, I'm hoping that I don't, but I'm sure like everyone else, I might have somebody this weekend that's going to be upset because they didn't win an award. And I'm calling you out, you know, because I want everyone to see, you know, to say, hey, all right, people, I want y'all to vote and you tell me if this man has X vehicle, he says that he deserved a trophy in his class and he didn't. And so he's upset. So here's all the vehicles in that class. What do you guys say? You know, and then if we are wrong and everyone is like, yeah, you fucked up on that one, Glenn, you know, I will completely admit it and I will completely do what I have to get that person an award. But I still want people to see that this person is the one complaining about it. So if they complain enough on certain, you know, if out of the year you go to 10 shows and 8 of them you've complained because you didn't win, guess what next year when I see that name on, you know, trying to register, guess what ain't getting in? You know, I mean, and that's, I feel those are the things that we need to start handling in our damn scene. You know, it's time to start calling these people out, start snitching, like pull these people out in the daylight, let the world see what type of person you are and then see from there, you know, and see how long you last acting like that.
Yeah. I mean, to back it up, it's about the t-shirt thing. Not that I think that a black 53 Bel Air pickup isn't a cool truck, but if you didn't do the legwork to get your friends to like your photo, that's your fault. I know Glenn knows how to do it. I know how to do it. You can put me in a contest, and I can get enough people to vote that I would have a good chance of winning. And just because you didn't feel like doing it again in the next round and you didn't get enough votes doesn't give you the right. I mean, you never have the right to message whoever's running this free contest for a t-shirt that they are paying a large sum of money to get Graphic Disorder to draw and print it because you didn't do the legwork to get your friends to vote for you.
Exactly. When every day I've got friends or somebody, hey, dude, my daughter's in a contest and she's trying to win to go to Disney. Can you go on, click on here and vote? Done. You know, and the next thing you know is I'm sending it to everybody. Hey, y'all, vote for her. She didn't go to Disney World. And
We were in Kentucky. Well, I'm going to go ahead and use this as an example. One of our friends up there, his buddy, daughter was in a running for a contest for cheerleading. And he spread the word to us. And she was down by like 29 votes when he started this. And she ended up winning by like 34 votes. It's not that hard to get people to vote for your stuff if you try.
Exactly. You know, it's, you know, but again, it's just, I guess it's the way how people do things and the way things are handled, you know, and it's just, you know, I don't know what's going on, people, like this whole, you know, Karen feel is now, you know, bleeding onto the vehicles and, you know, grown ass men whining and stuff. Like, we used to laugh about our dads and the Corvette guys and the hot rod guys acting like that. We should never have that issue in our scene. Like, no. And I'm calling you out. Like, I'm putting down names, Facebook pages, all that, so they know who the hell you're dealing with when we see you.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Now, I
know I'm not going to mention the t-shirt company that happens to do laid out vehicles primarily on their shirts, and that did this company. But I know he does not want to kid around and call this guy out by name. But if you happen to figure all that out and find the truck that I said, you'll figure out who it is pretty quick.
Right. Exactly. And that's, you know, don't get me wrong, people. Now, I'm all about, you know, man to man, where you're coming to me and just like, hey, listen, just, you know, seriously, I'm not trying to be a vagina or complain or whatever, but I genuinely don't understand how, you know, I didn't get this award when, you know, I thought my vehicle had more, you know, whatever. You know, when you come to someone like that, you know, generally where you're saying, hey, if I didn't make it this time, what am I missing so I know what I need to add for next time? You know, people, that's different. You know, that's where you're generally asking, you know, what can I do to improve? You know, not standing there, you know, stomping your feet with your finger up in the air saying you deserve whatever. So, yeah, and we're not going to harp on this, but, you know, these are things that I'm noticing are being pulled out more and more. And I'm just like, people, like, come on. Like, what are we doing?
So we'll end it with this. If you're at Terminal Takeover this weekend and you're unfortunate enough not to win an award and you're like, whatever, I didn't win an award, I had a great weekend, still message Glenn and be like, what the fuck? I didn't win an award.
Hey, look.
Don't message me. Message me.
I'm completely fine with grouping everyone in what I call a stank album, and I'll keep everyone's name in one full album, and I'll just one by one call you back and like, what the fuck you mean you ain't getting an award?
You're gonna get someone message you and be like, dude, I am not satisfied on the award that I won. This is bullshit. And be like, bro, you won best of the show.
Right.
I know. I just wanted to say I hate you.
Right. Click. But I love the show, and I'll see you next year. Click.
Yeah, see you next year. All right. Let's talk Terminal Takeover then. What do we got going on? By the time you listen to us, it's going to be today. So what's our itinerary for Friday?
All right. So if you haven't seen all of my sexy videos all week about different questions and stuff going on, which I've been having fun with, if you've noticed every day, I've added a little bit more and more swag on. Friday is pretty much simple.
Wait, are you doing a video tomorrow?
No.
Okay, because I didn't think you're going to add more swag than sitting at the hot tub with the pimp cup.
Right. No. The only other way is if I was floating in there. And I wanted to be in there, but we had too much damn chlorine cleaning the damn thing. So I could not have hopped out of that thing looking half like Michael Jackson. So we're pretty much, you know, Friday. I'm going to be heading to the show at 1. I will be at the Runway Cafe, and next to it is the hangar at 1:00. I do not expect everyone else to show up until 6 or a little bit before 6. 6 p.m. is when it actually starts the pre-party, where our boy John Malloy will be there smoking up his meat, and we will have some authentic barbecue dinners that night. Pretty much, I've got, if you've already prepaid for the dinner, I will hand you a ticket when you walk in the door, and or we'll have like a little table where you can walk over and pick up your ticket. It's going to be on opposite sides. One side is going to be where you can either pick up your ticket or purchase a ticket. Then you'll walk to the other side of the hangar, and there will be someone collecting them, and you guys grab your plates. We will have, you know, everything that you need for that dinner that night, plus drinks, everything's included. And the way it looks, we have plenty enough for people to go back a second round. I mean, it's probably going to be all you can eat, you know, because I don't expect for us to even get close to the number that we're trying to hit. So everyone can come eat and enjoy themselves. Once we get done eating, we're going to briefly do the auction. I don't have a lot of stuff, but I just want to try to get what I can with the things that we have, go through those. And then after the auction is where the fun really begins. Because all during the night, you know, DJ Mace is going to be playing his music and doing his thing. But by, I say, about 8:39, the cafe next door will be closed. Then that's when we could really start basing and start banging, you know, some good music. And that's when the competition starts. And we want to see what you're wearing. Now, I know you're going to be wearing it all day, you know, all night. But at least then we get to actually see you show it off to see what we have. And then we crown a winner. And after that, you know, 10:30, 11 should be about that time. Then we're going to pack things up and head on out. From that point, people can go back to the hotels, get some rest for the show. Or we might shoot downtown. It's right around the corner. And we might hit a bar or two hanging out before we actually, you know, call it a night. It really doesn't matter. The night is our oyster. And then Saturday morning is when it begins. Now, understand, Friday's expecting to rain from 4 p.m. until about 4 a.m. So all Friday night, we're expected to have rain. We just saw the news tonight where the mini trucking gods have blessed us to where the Saturday rain will end at 4 or 5 a.m., and then it's supposed to be completely clear, it's supposed to be a little cloudy the rest of the day. We might have sprinkles, but they said just sprinkles. But yeah. It is pretty much just going to be cloudy. So, I mean, if you got, you know, a nice pearl or something really nice that's waiting for the sun to hit it, you're probably not going to be able to show it off at the show. But at least we can keep it dry.
Agreed. I actually seen a few comments today, and I got on there and I was like, look, y'all ain't looking at the same forecast I am, or you're looking at old ones, because this stuff's supposed to be gone early AM. And then I think it was like between 10 and 11, there's slight chance of sprinkles. So
exactly. Yeah. So it is what it is, people. Now, will we have a relaxing in the swamp? I hope not. But you know, we
nah, might have tarmac, our tarmac, baby.
That's right. So Saturday, it's the same thing. I need vendors will be there at 7, or you know, around that time. 8 o'clock. If you have a ticket that you pre-registered, I need you there between 8 and 9 o'clock in the line or whatever, because we're going to get you on the tarmac first. Dizzy and I will be parking everybody, getting you in your spot. At 9 o'clock starts the day of the show, people. So that's why if you want to guarantee that you're on that tarmac, you need to be there between 8 and 9. 9 o'clock starts everybody else. And the way it looks, the stragglers are building. I've had a ton of calls today asking about the show still going on. Great. If we didn't register, will we still be able to get on the tarmac? Yes. Day of the show, people, we've got plenty of room. We should be golden. So just be there before, if you got your ticket, be there before 9. After 9, it's wide open, and we're going to stop registration or filling up the tarmac until either we're full or at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock shuts down the girls at registration. Both of our wives can cut it off and walk away, and we can shut that gate and be done with it. So with it being Saturday now, the morning, if you're there that morning, we will have coffee and donuts for everybody, because our food people are not going to be ready till probably about 10:30, 11. So either before you come to the show, if you want to grab a breakfast or something, it's totally fine. If not, we will have coffee and donuts for everybody, you know, until they get going.
Yeah.
Then
I want to back it up to if you pre-registered, like Glenn said, 8 to 9 o'clock, you will be allowed in the gate. But if you did not pre-register, you will be asked to go into the spectator parking and wait until your time. So that's one of the bonuses for pre-registering. You get to get on the tarmac first to make sure that you're out there. So if you did not pre-register, wait till 9. Like you said, go get some breakfast. If you want to show up early, you can, and then line up in spectator parking, and then when it's your time, you'll be waved in.
Correct. Yeah, spectator parking is obviously on the side where the putt-putt is. Park, you can just chill out. Y'all can even already start a line to go around there, and then, you know, when the time comes, we'll wave you in and start from there. But yeah, we definitely, I think that we're pretty golden on space, and, you know, we're just going to fill everyone in until then. And, just make sure we will have somebody out front in that parking lot directing, letting people know. So when you first pull up to the guy standing out there, you need to have your ticket so he can see it. If he doesn't see a ticket, he's not going to let you pass. He's going to wave you on.
We're not going to let him have any type of caffeine or food beforehand so that he's cranky that when you get there.
Right.
No, motherfucker, you go over there.
That's right. And then, yeah, then during the day, we're just going to do our thing. I'm hoping. So the sumo wrestling people are coming from Charlotte. So they're supposed to be there between 10:30 and 11. As soon as they get there, they'll get set up and get it all set up inside the hangar where we had the pre-party. By that time, we'll move chairs and stuff. Now, during the day, you can come into the hangar, and there will be chairs and some tables. So you can sit, you know, just to kind of get out of the weather if there's sun or even just a little bit of sprinkle. So it's not like you guys will be stuck out in the rain. You'll still be able to come in. And if you go onto the cafe side, you're going to have to buy something. You know, you have to sit down. It's a restaurant. So they're going to expect for you to order or whatever. Great food, you know, but if you just want to get out of the weather and sit, that's what the hangar's for. And we'll have the plenty of room. The only thing that's going to be in the hangar, we will have altered education with our boy Marty. Marty has a little table that he's going to be selling tickets for his show for pre-registration, you know, for you to also get a T-shirt and a registration. So Marty will be there. And then on the other side, we will have a table for show shirts. And also, you'll be able to purchase one of our energy drinks that's part of the show also. There'll be bags over to the side. The bags are for the pre-registration people that registered before the New Year's. We have bags for them. They'll be over on the side with their names on it. You can go over there and pick it up. That's pretty much going to be inside. You know, we'll start at 11, 10:30, 11, when the sumo people get there, start wrestling, having some fun. Once that ends and we, you know, crown somebody a belt, then we will move towards the zebra cake eating contest. And pretty much how we have is we're going to put the full box of zebra cakes in front of you, and we're going to have a time limit. We're going to blow the horn, and you rip the box open, rip open the bags, and eat. And then after the time limit, whoever's eating the most zebra cakes gets the Covenant giant zebra cake and the little stand that I made for it.
So I just want to say, you know, our boy Tater, we talked about him a few times, but He was like, yeah, he's like, I'm gonna try to make it. And you know, he's not far from you. And then he heard about the zebra cakes and he was like, oh, I'm coming. And I'm leaving home with hardware. So if you plan on joining this, just so you know, if you know Tater, make sure you give him shit. If you don't know Tater, go to the Hammer and Weekend Wear trailer in the morning and ask for Tater and give him shit. He is guaranteed that he's taking it home. That's the words that I heard out of his mouth.
So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm dying to see how both of them turn out, because to speed things up with the sumo wrestling, it's going to be simple. First person who's knocked out of the circle or is knocked on the ground and the other person jumps on top of them for the point will be, you know, taken out. So I think that will go pretty fast, and just to see who will win from that, because it's all gender, all sizes. I don't care. Yeah. You know, we're not going to, you know, it could be girls against boys and, you know, big versus little. It's all the way down to the end, whoever wins it. And so those are the two things that we look forward to have for everyone. And then after that, you know, since registration ends by 2:00, I also want us, you know, no later than 2:33, we're done having judging. So, you know, at least by 3:30, we're doing awards.
Okay.
And then after awards, you know, we start, you know, getting things cleaning up. By 4:30, we're ready to start pulling out the first person out the gate. So by 5:00, the last person's pulling out. I'm rolling the trash can to the dumpster right there, dumping the trash, and I'm locking the gate and locking the hangar, and we're walking out.
Gonna be a good time. And then with the sumo wrestling, don't know where we'll have it at yet, but there will be a sign-up sheet somewhere. So if you do want to do it, hunt one of the staff members down, and they'll direct you where to go.
Yeah, we're gonna try to set something up first thing in the morning. So after you pull in and park and you're done, you know, cleaning, you bring your judging sheet back to the table where the ladies are in that box so we can find it. Then after that, you know, walk inside to get your show shirt and anything else that you need to get in there. But by that time, we should have the sign up for both. So we know we kind of have an idea who signed up for what. And you can sign up there, and then once you're done on your way back to your vehicle, you know, definitely stop by the Hammered booth and the other vendors that we have to see what they've got going on and get some really cool merch. And, man, just have fun, you know, have the fun part of the day.
I was asked to bring up, because I know that Hammered Weekend Wear will have, you know, of course, their normal swag, but they are the official show art banner. They'll have those at the Hammer trailer.
That is correct. And they, from my understanding, will look amazing. Can't wait to see them.
I have seen them. They look amazing. Yeah, dude, I am pumped. I'm excited. It's been one of the funnest pre-reg and leading up to the shows. I mean, we like to have fun with Sparks, but you definitely brought it to another level and had a blast going on this journey with you, and look forward to it until we get flight canceled.
Right? the way Boeing keeps dropping damn doors and wheels, we might be shut down.
Thank God we don't have any Boeings landing at our airport.
Right.
I know we have stressed this 1,000 times, but I don't know if we've stressed it on here yet. This is an active runway. Hammered Weekend Wear and what is it? Tri-State? Is that right? The other big trailer?
Well, it was supposed to be Winter Fab. but Winter's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, gosh dang.
Yeah.
Okay, so where the Hammered Weekendwear trailer is, that's going to be blocking off an entryway to the taxiway, and there's grass right there. If your feet somehow manage to touch grass, you are going too far. Do not go to the runway. You will be escorted out of the property if you do survive, and then the show will be canceled for 2025.
if we have you know a ton of people that don't realize, you know, I think we might be able to get away with one reread that we can say, hey, I don't know.
No. He's getting an ass whooping as he gets escorted out.
Oh, completely. Yes. Because basically everyone listening, the vendors and there's going to be some cones, they are our outer border. If you have crossed that cone or crossed a vendor, you are now in restricted area. That's the airport will be open. There will be planes landing and taking off all day, depending, you know, obviously with weather and stuff like that. But still, you cannot cross, because you will see, once you guys are there, you're walking on the tarmac and looking, you are physically standing in front of the runway, where it is you, grass, maybe 50 feet, 100 feet, and then the runway. So, I mean, this is the cool thing about it, is this is probably the closest that you'll get to an active airplane, you know, in your lifetime, unless you fly these things all the time. But that was my main thing that I thought, you know, family wise was, even still, you know, at my age, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, look, there's a plane, you know, taking off and just watching it. And it's the coolest thing. So just, you know, respect the airport and, you know, respect your freedom, because, yeah, you cross it, there will be, you know, the airport security there to walk you out after we kick your ass for going past when we told you not to. And also same thing with the kids. You know, the kids have their park, which is fenced in, but if you bring them onto the tarmac, you know, please be aware that, you know, if your kid likes to run from you or whatever, make sure that he does not run past the barrier, because that is a big no-no. And again, I think once everyone gets there and they see, you know, everyone understand and have complete faith that we won't have any issues, you know, but just for people to be shocked. Yes, we are on a tarmac and we're on an active airport. It will be open all day. So just be prepared.
Yeah, I think the simplest way to put it, if you're walking around on the tarmac and you think in your head, this seems like somewhere I shouldn't be, you've probably gone too far, turn around and come back.
Right. Exactly. Also, trailer parking, we cannot unload until Saturday. So, and you will see when you pull into the show, as you're pulling up to the gate where our wives will be, to your left, there will be another open gate that will stay open, which leads in front of two big, huge hangars. That area is the trailer parking. So we're going to have it set up to where basically when you pull in, that's where you're unloading, you know, loading and unloading. So your trucks, you won't have to move or do whatever. You pull in, you park, unload, and you're driving on to the, you know, tarmac or pushing it or whatever. And then it doesn't move. It doesn't have to move. You don't have to move it until the show is over with. So everyone knows where they're parking. They don't have to move the vehicle, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. Someone will be there to direct you as well. If you're still unsure of where you got to go, someone will tell you where to go. So I'm going to play showgoer, and I'm going to ask you questions. Glenn, I need your answers. If I come to spectate the show, how much do I got to pay?
All right, spectator. Again, now, this is the opposite. As you're walking in, when you pull up.
That was my next question.
I'm gonna take care of both of them. So after
thank you, sir.
in the spectator space, right where the putt-putt is, you'll come walking around to the building that says Runway Cafe, which is right next to the park. You can't miss the park. As you walk up and to the back behind the cafe where the show will be, you will see an opening to the gate that goes onto the tarmac, but there will be a 10x10 tent right there at the gate. When you walk through there, it will be $5 for adults. Any children under 13 is free. So when you walk up, $5, the guy will give you a pink or blue wristband, and then you're free to walk around. You're free to come into the tarmac. You're free to come into the hangar. Everything is just like if you've entered.
So you're saying that when I come from the putt-putt parking area, which is spectator parking, if I just stay to the right of the building, that will lead me right to where I need to go, correct?
Correct. The right of the building, or if you're the same entrance to walk into the cafe.
Okay.
Now, if you walk to the left of the building where there's no glass, no nothing, that is the entry if you had a vehicle. And you'll see the gate because the gate will open and shut. But that entrance is only for vehicles. There will be somebody there turning people around if they're trying to walk to that side, because we have that designated only for vehicles that are entering, so we can make sure that nobody gets hurt driving in, because it's also at the same spot where the trailer parking is. So we're going to have that as a well-oiled machine. So one side is vehicles, one side is humans to walk in and out and enter. Now, you don't even have to enter. If you walk up and you see the show and you're like, eh, you don't have to. You can turn around, and then right next to it is the cafe. You can go get yourself something to eat and maybe sit by the glass and enjoy a double cheeseburger and feel like you've seen everything from the window. It's fine. But if you want to enter the show, you have to go through that gate where the tent is.
Okay. So if there's a tent there and I'm showing a vehicle, can I bring my canopy?
No. We have discussed entry. People that have entered their vehicle cannot put up a tent. Only the vendors can put up a tent, and when they come in at 7 o'clock and set up, there will be an airport person walking around checking these tents to make sure that they are weighed down correctly, because I guess there's a way that with the sandbags and all that, they will inspect and make sure that they're weighed down, because again, these planes are your old school, I don't know, prop planes where, you know, everything's in the front, the propellers, so I'm sure it gets windy. So they will be, and this is the airport's rules. This isn't something that I was just like, oh, no, we're not doing that. They had the option to say, yes, you can have tents, but we have to inspect them, you know, walk around and inspect them. So why deal with it and just not have tents? So, no, if you have entered the show, you are not allowed to put up a tent or ride a golf cart, scooter, you know, anything motorized. Also, you cannot. Now, that one I did because I don't think there's enough room. We don't have mini-nat space where everyone can drive around and not worrying about running into people. So,
well, you say that now, mini-nats does not allow golf carts.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Yeah. So, yes.
So, I show up day of the show. How much money do I need to bring to register my vehicle?
$50.
Okay. Are you taking card at the gate?
We are taking cards at the both gates, at Spectator and also the entry gate, and we will also have cards in the merch area too.
Okay, cash is preferred, but card will be accepted. Cash is king as always.
As always. And if we have to use a card, there will be a dollar fee. So if you come through the entrance to Spectator, it will be $6 to use a card instead of $5.
Okay. Can I bring my pet?
Nope, no pets are allowed either. That is airport rules.
I think that's all I got. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think that with everything that I've been covering all week, and again, there's a lot of people that have been hitting me up that did not, you know, have not noticed, seen me on Facebook or seen the page or anything like that to know. So if you get there at the show, someone is either walking around with a lime green safety jacket. That's mostly the guys out in the parking. But for the show, they will have the lanyard and the badge that says flight crew. Anyone that has a flight crew, if you got any questions, just ask them. They'll be glad to point you in the right direction. If not, they will have a walkie-talkie to get a hold of somebody to help them out.
There you go. I don't think I have any more questions. I think we have covered everything on enough podcasts and through social media. I mean, we're still going to have the weird questions, but someone will be there at the show to answer your question and direct you where you need to go.
Correct. Correct. And I mean, my fat ass will be walking around. I'm not going to have the golf cart. So just if you again got any questions, look for me. I'm sure I won't be hard to find. And
he'll be asleep in a chair somewhere.
Right. Thank God we don't have. Oh, no, they do sell corn dogs. But yeah, we're ready to go, man. I'm just I think I've covered everything and I'm ready for the nightlife to hang out, to see everybody. Looking forward to seeing the Culpeppers, hanging out with them. I mean, it's just so, oh, media, all the media that we have that's going to be there to show. I will post that tomorrow morning. We have a lot of media that I'm blown away by that's going to be there. So I will post that.
Yeah, I know for, like, I'm going to go off the top of my head, and I know Photos by CG is going to be there. Someone from Mini Trucking Magazine will be there shooting. Trashy Photography. Toasted Photography. Street Trucks. So that's Street Trucks, Mini Trucking Magazine, and Local Rides. All there. And I can never remember his name, but I think I'm going to get it. Two-Step Luke. That's the one. I always forget his name. I can always remember Two-Step, but I can never remember Luke. Go ahead.
You got two more.
Two more? I can think. Mike Hall.
Mike Hall. Now, Mike Hall has switched things. I think he's got a magazine that he's doing. It's called Neckbreaker.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. And I'm lost on the last one.
Fueled.
Ah, yes.
So Jeff is coming in from the Midwest.
Yeah, I forgot about old Jeff Ham. So for a first year show, that's a lot of people to be covering. This is going to be exciting.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. We're scared, but we're definitely excited. I'm more of just ready to run around and act a fool and have fun with everybody. You know, that's my thing. I'm looking forward to hanging out, you know, with the Chrysophies. Had so much fun with them. I had a little bad news today. I took it well. I had to take time to pause for that, but
are you talking about the clutch?
Yeah,
we were gonna talk about this. Have we got an answer if the vehicle is coming?
I thought that it wasn't, because that's what I was. Okay. I was gonna post up, and just more to let everyone know that, you know, because I don't think a lot of people know that I've eventually will be purchasing this vehicle no matter what. So people can see my new vehicle. I wanted them to, you know, get their eyes, but now that it might not be coming, I'll have to wait until Sparks to have the full shot.
No. It's going to the Kentucky show.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to Freddie Green's.
Okay, well then everyone will see me there in it in Kentucky then.
No, it'll be there, and then I think its next stop is Sparks. And that's when we have fun with it.
Oh God, that's we're gonna have
official street cruise with the CSP SNU unit number 69 takes place.
That I can't wait for. Yeah, I still I'll have it ready by Freddie Green show, but I didn't get a chance to put the subs and the amp back in the company vehicle. So that it has a radio, but it doesn't have the subs and stuff. I didn't get a chance. I was supposed to do it today, and it's just everything. So we won't have that. But yeah, that was the only little sad news. But you know, long as the owner comes and brings his family, that's all I care about. Because
hands down, great job trying to get it there. We know how hard you worked to get it to the point that it is. And for something minute as the clutch to go out to be the one thing that stopped you, obviously clutch and time. It did an amazing job getting, are we going to say what vehicle it is and who the person is? Or are we just going to keep that a secret?
We're going to keep that a secret. I'm humbled enough that that person has done as much work as he had to get it ready like that.
Yeah.
He didn't have to. And again, we have great people and great friends in this scene. And man, I was excited, but long as they still come, I'll be happy either way.
Oh yeah. They're coming. They're super excited. So yeah, they're coming. So not to talk about that person and their vehicle anymore, we just got back from Kentucky.
Yeah, dude, that was so much fun. I got my White Castle. That was the plus from the beginning. That conversation was fucking hilarious. And then almost dying coming back, having a fucking take that mountain climb. Good God.
No. I have a photo of what it looked like with the headlights in the fog. No, but I wanted to bring this up before we forgot about it. Of course, always thanks for inviting us out, the LCD crew. And then big thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Caldell for having us at the farmhouse and cooking us dinner on, I don't remember what year it was, but on their anniversary. Me and Glenn offered to cook for her, and she wouldn't let us for some reason. But, you know, much thanks for opening your doors to us, and we had a blast sitting down and having a homemade country breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, dude, it was amazing. You know, just sitting down with them and laughing at the table, and just, you know, the way that they invite you into their home and treat you like family. It's one of those things, man, that you're happy on, you know, where you are in life, you know, because there are still great people out there. And you know, I tell people all the time, man, you surround yourself with great people, only great things can happen. And it was a great time being there. I love learning the history from both of them. And dude, yeah, it was great. That's it. And again, just the jokes and the once we got and recorded, you know, that was just great. That
yeah. So if you enjoy listening to me and Glenn, make sure you catch the last episode of Lowest Common Denominator, because stuff like Smigger.
When you said I'm a knitter lover,
yeah. Girl, where you pee from?
y'all got to listen to that. I swear I thought that Lee was going to just derase 90% of that whole episode, but he kept it all. It was great.
Oh yeah, it was amazing that he kept it all, and it's an overall great episode. Hands down, there's at least one or two of the top five funniest moments in LCD, I think, came from that episode. did he say he say knitter? Yes. Knitter?
He said knitter, please.
Oh, geez. Man. And then I have to say, I don't know if you find this weird, but I found it super weird. And I don't know if it's like how I was raised or because I didn't know them that well. But when Favre and Shay called Lee's mom by her first name, like, I was taken back. I was like, did you just call Mrs. Caldwell Amy? What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna have to say that I went back to my black moment, because I'm like, that's some white people shit. Because black parents would have, who are you talking to? Who are you calling?
Like, you just call me?
right. No child, even at my age, calls an adult that's older than them by their first name, and I was just like, oh,
I mean, I
oh,
grew up in, I grew up in the black community, so maybe that's what it's from. Like, I was just like, did you just really call her that? And I was like, Mrs. Caldwell, do you mind if I go get a drink out of your refrigerator? Since my wife is still sitting next to me, I'm going to bring the fact that we both sent photos of our wonderful breakfast to our wives to piss them off.
One, that's just what we do. And two, the amazing answer we got from both of them was just great.
Yes. Yeah, my wife just sent me back, what the actual fuck?
And Bond was like, you better enjoy it, because you damn sure ain't getting that good home cooked meal here in this house.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I don't know if you got anything else.
No, I think this is, with it cutting back, you know, it's going to be a little short, just trying to get things together. That's pretty much it. We missed a lot from Eastbound Get Down, LST. We missed they didn't have it because it rained in Miami, the Cars and Coffee takeover that Megan does.
Yeah.
So we missed that. The Bowling, Dragon in the Alley. So yeah, we should be back on track, people. We get past this weekend, and then, you know, next weekend, you know, if we survive, we'll talk about a little bit of what happened, if anything, in the show, and get ready for what's coming on in the future. Definitely try to talk to a couple of us are going out to Forbidden. Obviously, we got to talk to our OBI people, see how things are going there. I don't know if we'll have boots on the ground, because we might do boots on the ground at Terminal Takeover. But
yeah,
we'll
see. Going to be a little busy for boots on the ground. But I've already talked to Logan Wade, and he's excited and is wanting to come on, so we can have him come on and talk about OBI and Mini Trucking Magazine, and then we could probably get with our boy Joey Dilworth and have him discuss Forbidden with us.
Nice. Yeah. So we'll definitely be able to cover cover some of the shows. Yeah, well, we're pretty much, man, that's going to be, we might have to have a, sometime either tomorrow night or Saturday night to actually have DJ Mays on live. That's going to be nice. So we're going to have him on to talk with him and some of the people there. Yeah. We might have a little something Friday night.
We'll yeah. We could probably do something.
So yeah, folks, that's pretty much, you know, a slow start back, but just get ready. I think, you know, 2024, we got a good year to really have some fun and start some shit and just have some crazy time. So be ready. I'm just so ready for this year to go. So yeah.
I remember when we started this, we were doing like 30-minute episodes.
I know.
And now we're at an hour and 14. And we're like, yeah, we know it's a short one, but.
Right. Well, I mean, when you're used to the 2 hours and more, you know, 3 hours and shit, that's when we have like mad content and also people on. So, yeah, I'm not going to have anyone on before us this time. So we'll definitely be ready for next week's. So all I can say is we back, bitches.
Ole vato, keep an eye out for us tomorrow. We're dressing up and cash phrase, motherfucker.
Yeah, be safe wherever you're driving to, and yeah, we back and we out, bitches.
Westberg.
I'm a knitter lover.
In 2020, a dream came together to start a journey. They are so excited the support that they have received and the love from all the clubs that they have met at shows. So welcome everybody to Local Rides Magazine Worldwide. Great words from Bill himself. Check out localridesmagazine.com. Get you a subscription, pick up a magazine here and there. You know, we're going to keep this one just because. We always fuck up. But check out localridesmagazine.com. They've been kicking it hard at shows this year. Doing a great job. Issues are amazing. Mm. Jam packs.
You might even get to see a picture of yourself in there.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have all of that.
That's fine.
Background. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. We'll throw some music on there.
Yeah, shut that up.
Yeah. localridesmagazine.com. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram. And then go to their website. Get your magazine. Hats and t-shirts coming soon.
Oh, holy crap. You've made it to the end of the episode. Well, hopefully you're not severely damaged and you're not too much offended by what you heard. So hopefully you've liked what you heard, and maybe next week you'll tune in again. Just remember, we're having too much fun here in the scene. And again, if you guys have anything that you want to talk about, make sure, you know, you hit us up on any of our platforms. And again, thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll catch you next week.